Thank you for tuning in to this Red Dot Radio podcast.
My name is John, and I'm in charge of music. Everything to do with music, you're going to hear it from me.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Ferdinand. I'll be covering the RP news, so if there's any important information out there, you'll hear it from me.
Hi, I'm Melvin. I'll be helping with the news with Ferdinand.
Hi, I'm Vinice, and I'm going to talk to you about anything and everything related to you. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, I'm Nabiha. I'll be joining Vinice in the Hot Topic segment, so you'll be hearing a lot from me.
And we hope you enjoy the show.
Hi everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Red Dot Radio. I'm Ferdinand, you can call me Ferdy.
I am Melvin, and you're listening to RP News.
Yep, and now it's time of festive season, you know, Christmas and everything, and it's marking the end of 2012.
Yes.
So, what do we have in 2013?
Okay, 2013, we have the open house in RP, which is 5, 7, 8 of January. And please let every of your friends, family, let them know that there is open house in RP. And of course, if your brother, sister are from secondary school, ITE, let them know. And of course, there is also booth around in the school, which is schools from STA, SOI, SEG, SOH, SAS, and CEC. Ferdy, we got open house in the school, which is target to all the secondary school peoples, our brothers and sisters. So there is also something for the leaders, right?
Yeah, of course. Anyone who volunteered in the OH camp, you know, as a student ambassador, cyber action team, or logistic cheerleader, you know, you are actually invited to an open house camp. Like what we mentioned last week, the camp is actually 18 to 19 of December. Okay, the reporting time is 8:15. Do come early, okay, before 8:30, because there's actually an early bird lucky draw. And at the same time, if you come early enough, okay, there's actually a door gift. Stocks are limited, okay, so try to come down as early as possible. That's for the open house camp. Now, you know open house, right? That's actually is for the start of poly.
Yep.
What about the end?
The end, looks like it's aiming the year trees now.
Right. No, it's not aiming. It's targeted for the year
targeted
trees.
For them to come and enjoy the whole, you know, ending of this kind of school moments in Republic Poly.
Yeah.
I find it's something that we can really appreciate and looking after, which is the Graduates Night.
Yep.
On the 6th of March. And of course, the target audience is our year trees. The time is 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the theme for it is Fascinate. So you can dress in wearing suits and ties for the guys, wearing pretty dresses for the girls.
Yeah, you know, all the hunks and babes on that day.
Yeah, dress like you're going for some red carpet, walking through the red carpet or something like that.
It reminds me of Star Wars, actually.
Yeah, and of course, there is also a prize, which is $10.
Yeah, sadly there's $10, but don't worry, because even though there's $10, there's a lot of other things.
Yeah, there will be lucky draws and great performances.
And of course, not forgetting food. Yes, there must be food.
There must be food.
But actually, while you're talking about performance, actually, I thought of something. There's something that's coming up this week, right? This week on Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
Art Splatter. Yes, Art Splatter. Last week, we also mentioned this. Art Splatter is on the 18th and 19th. 18th is for the Gemma's Arena. Why not you talk more about the Gemma's Arena?
Okay, so the Art Splatter, which is by Gemma's Arena, like what Freddy say, and it's on 18th December, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at TRCC Studio. And of course, not just by Gemma's Arena, we also have Wind Symphony, which is on the 19th December. And of course, it's still in the school, right, Freddy?
Yes.
It's still in school, of course, you cannot wear slippers.
There's no sleepers.
Yes, cover shoe, please.
Yep. And other than events in school, what else do we have? You know, IGs, right? Are you in any other IGs other than this radio IG?
I'm committed to radio IG.
Okay. For those others who have IGs, especially the year twos and year threes, you know, that has IGs since last year, you will need to update your achievements and appointment in your SLA portal. So you have to do this by 21st of December. Remember, it's 21st of December. Don't do it too late. Not after Christmas.
Not too early.
And you have to do it through the link myrp.sg/osg/sla/rpstudent.aspx. Let me repeat again.
I repeat for you.
Yeah.
http://myrp. Sorry again. myrp.sg/osg/sla/rpstudent.aspx.
It's just a correction. RP student is no dash, no hyphen, no space, and student don't have S behind, okay? So that's just information. And you are supposed to update your membership status, update your achievement and appointments. Things like if you're the president, please update that you're the president, you know. Then at the end of it, when you graduate, you'll be like, hey, I'm the president of this IG. Where is it? Why didn't you record it down?
Yeah, you'll be so...
That'll be wasted. You spend 3 years doing that. And then
you're celebrating it together with all your achievement.
Yeah. Okay, so other than that, what else do we have next?
Okay, so previously we got this announcement, which is the NAFA test. And this week we got... This NAFA tab is just there'll be no tests from 17 December till the 3rd of January 2013.
No tests.
Wow. Yeah. So the tests will resume again on the 7th of January next year.
Yeah. I just want to remind all the guys out there, NAFA is compulsory. To a certain extent, it's compulsory. So please do your NAFA. Do not escape and put it to the last minute and stuff like that. So try to complete it, you know, when it starts again in 7th of January. Yeah. Or so the days after that.
Yeah, to prepare yourself for the tough tough time to become a man. right.
Yeah, but I'm a man already. Okay, now at the same time, we have to remember that RP is actually an open poly, right? You know, they don't have fans around. Not like, you know, those other polys. There's fans around everywhere.
It's so open that one day, that every time I come to this school, right? Every time when I'm morning, I come in from the main entrance, mm-hmm. then I see a lot of families. I was like, are that RP student family or something like that? Like,
actually, not only that, you know, when you go around, all the Agora Halls area, you see all those students dancing, practicing their dance, especially at the E4 area.
Yeah.
Around that area, yes, there's a lot of dancers around. And you will start to think, seriously, is this a school or is this some open arts complex or something like that? You know, it's so many people doing all this stuff here.
Yeah, basically it's actually open to all the public. Even Subway is also here. It's a public place,
so,
restaurant.
Looking at it as an open poly, right, you will know that actually it is very common that at any point of time, you will have people coming in, and if you leave your things around, split second, oh, it's gone. Where's it? Oh, you know.
Die, so, you tell mother.
Yeah, so that's why you have to take care of all your belongings, even though you might have classmates in class, people around, even faces. Try not to leave your things around, because you won't know when someone has to go to the toilet urgently. Oh, imagine the only one person in class, and then suddenly he has to go to the toilet. Then the person from next door or from outside walks in and just grab one of your laptops and go. Or maybe even grab the whole stack, but I don't think they can carry the whole stack, right?
They might. You never know.
Wow, that's a prepared one.
Yeah, but I'm very prepared. I always keep my stuff.
But well, you must know that it is very easy for them to even come in. They can even bring a trolley in, you know, as though they're coming into shop, but nobody will care about them. You just think, oh, this guy must be a delivery man. Full stop.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right?
Just wear the delivery man shirt.
Right. So, in the end, when you leave your things around, it's very dangerous. So, try not to leave your things around. Even in the South canteen. I think most of the time, things are lost at the South canteen. People put their bags down and just go and buy food. And then they come back. Where's my bag?
Actually, its best solution is to, like, ask your friends to look after your stuff. Then, yes, while you go out and buy some stuff, so maybe you can help your friend to buy also, lah, because looking after your stuff. Right?
Correct. So, at the same time, if you really, really, you know, see someone, you know, like what we say, dressed as a delivery man, but look ridiculously young, you know, that he looks like some secondary school kid and wearing a delivery shirt or whatever. I don't know, like, just some scenario where you see someone that is suspicious.
Yeah.
Who should we call?
MRT. No, just joking.
No.
We should call the security.
Yes, the security. The RP security assistance number is
66971515.
Yes, and 66971515. This is the number that you call to report suspicious activity, okay?
Yeah,
please do not call and say, I lost my laptop. It doesn't help. Well, at the same time, if you lost something, in RP, there's this special segment on the web for the lost and found. And it's very simple to use. All you have to do is just go to the site, okay? Log in your student ID and post a post, like just like a forum. Oh, I lost this. Please contact me at this number.
Yep. Okay, so the website is www.rp.sg/found.
And if you lost something, it's
lost. So it's www.rp.sg/lost. Okay, so basically, if you want to know more info or more info for staff, worry about your staff for a few days, not here yet, you can actually go to www.spf.gov.sg/epc/index.html.
Yep, that will be for the Singapore Police Force one, lah. Huh?
Yeah.
So, make sure that seriously, even if we have all these channels of doing lost and found, please look after your things, because once it's lost, higher chance is that it's never coming back. Yeah, what's gone is gone. So
you better look after your MacBook.
Yeah, I hug it like my baby. That's the end for the RP news for this week. This is Ferdy.
And this is Melvin.
Thanks for tuning in.
And once again, this is Pretty Session 2 Gone Local. Now, if you want to watch more great acts, there, ticket book. Find out more, get your tickets, alright? We're gonna bring to you another local song. It's by the Wings Fly Experiment. Song title, Great TK.
Hey everyone, welcome to Student Spotlight.
In Student Spotlight, we talk to interesting students on campus who are in Republic Polytechnic. Last week, we talked to Ryan Martin, who's in an upcoming local band called Temple Shift. So most of us consider ourselves students, but some of us have already launched, their careers. So that brings me to our guest today, Daniel Arifin. So Daniel, you recently did a song for the Singapore Wind Symphony. Tell me about that.
First and foremost, thank you for inviting me for this Red Dot Radio interview. And so back to the question, the Singapore Wind Symphony actually invited me, okay, and 13 other composers, okay, but I would say that these 13 other composers are quite well known, and they have high standards of music education in Singapore or even overseas. So I was the only student without any music qualification to actually arrange a National Day song by Dick Lee, which titled We Will Get There, for a wind band setting. And the difficulties that actually I face is actually to arrange a wind band setting, but in a simple manner for secondary school band and high school band. So that is one challenging part that I need to take on. And also, it's not easy for me to arrange a piece that was a pop music, okay? Because We Will Get There was originally sung by Stephanie Sun for the National Day Parade theme song 2002. So it was actually pop music, but I need to rearrange in the setting of a classical and a more like a symphony and overture style for wind band.
So Daniel, how and why were you selected for this project that you've done?
Actually, I was not quite sure, but when I told the conductor of the Singapore Wind Symphony, Mr. Indran Tan, he actually told me that he have listened to quite a number of my composition, okay, which was premiered before even the event was going on, and he actually went down for the masterclass. And he was quite amazed by my composition, my first wind band composition at that time. So he was just like, there was a, you know, they have this planning to actually propose to have Singaporean composers, arranger, to actually arrange something for the national, for the upcoming National Day, I think in July, yeah. The event was held in July at Esplanade. So I think that was one of the reasons.
I see. Other than the challenge that you mentioned about arranging for a wind symphony, what are the other challenges that you faced in this project?
One more thing is that about the challenges that I face is, okay, they are considered a Singapore premier band, okay? So professional musicians with high music qualification. And so the method or the way I write, okay, for wind band is actually more on a standard setting. So it's not much of like avant-garde, you know, type of arrangement, difficult piece to actually being sight read or read by the, you know, these musicians. So one challenge is actually to write a clean but a simple piece, okay. Because this piece was actually premiered at the Esplanade, after which the event, they would actually sell it to Singapore local band, secondary school and junior college band. Then after that, if they got a good response of it, then they would actually sell it overseas. So that's a standard in writing this pieces or arranging these pieces.
And you met that standard. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So cool.
What was it like working with the Singapore Wind Symphony?
Okay, so you're talking about this particular piece. Mm. Okay, I was invited, since the event was actually in July, okay, I was invited in early May. Okay, I received an email from Mr. Indran Tan, the conductor of Singapore Wind Symphony. And he already have 14 composers selected to arrange a new piece, to newly arrange a piece that was used for National Day, and even like, you know, a song that representing Singapore. So these 14 composers, including me myself, okay, were tasked to rearrange back this song. So for me, once I get the email, I already start the setting for my wind band score. Okay, so the first draft that I took is about 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks of doing the whole score. Then after that, once I already sent the score to him for a review, then after that, he asked me to make some changes that is lacking. So I make some changes, and the total of the process, I took at least about 1 month. Yeah, because by early June, the deadline was the deadline was around early June, because they need to actually start have real recording at the National University Singapore Yong Sitio studio.
Which they then put in the CD as well.
Yeah, they will put in the CD for distribution purposes.
So how was your experience working with the Wind Symphony?
Absolutely amazing. I was quite shocked and amazed, okay? Firstly, when I heard their playing, okay? Because I was invited to come to the studio and witness the recording session, and also to consider my ideas and what actually, because this is my arrangement, so the conductor will actually ask, okay, Daniel, what exactly you want? Do you think that the band is playing good? Do you think that is well phrased and well versed for the sound, the sounding wise, the toning wise? So I was quite amazed by their playing capability, because most of them are professionals and their sounds amazing.
I see. Let's move on to a more generic question that I think some of our listeners and even myself would like to know your opinion on. What is the role of music in nation building for Singapore?
Okay, the roles of music.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say that the roles of music is actually to communicate. Okay, it's the best way to actually bond together. Okay, making music. With musicians. Okay, from Singapore. You know, sometimes from international. Okay, to get together, bond with us, making music as a source of communication, because we know that music is kind of a universal language actually. So that's the answer for it, I think. The best way to communicate with music lovers.
What are your plans from here, Daniel? From after graduating from school, have you done NS yet? Yeah, so how about, right after NS or even in NS, what are your plans from school onwards?
Okay, of course, after my polytechnic education, I will go to NS, okay? Then after NS-wise, I think I would like to continue my music education, maybe overseas, if I got the chance, okay? Maybe to Berkeley, because that's my most biggest dream ever, to actually achieve something from Berkeley. Then after that, if let's say I get a chance to go there, then after being there, get back to Singapore, at least I can, teach music in Singapore education, because actually I love teaching. I think that's about it, and also become either full-time or part-time musician.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
thank you everyone for tuning into this student spotlight section. This was our guest Daniel Riffin. He's an upcoming composer and arranger. Are there any websites or Facebook pages that you'd like them to visit?
Yeah, you can actually visit my website where I post all my arrangement and composition. It's at reverbnation.com/Daniel Arifin.
All right, thank you very much. Next, we have my section again, which is Music Buzz 101.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm John, and this is Music Buzz 101. My segment is part of the DJ Intro segment where DJs talk about what they like or do best. For my case, it's music. This week, I'll be talking about my favorite bars and cafes in Singapore, along with a quick spotlight slash highlight on local band 6. We'll start with my current favorite hangout, and that's Blue Jazz, spelled B-L-U-J-A-Z, so it's missing, you know, like an E and another Z. It's located around Bugis, more specifically Bali Lane, which is just across from Haji Lane. They've got good music and great food, frequented by some of Singapore's better-known musicians. You're sure to meet some cool people if you feel up to it. Food-wise, it's pretty tasty. They've got everything from nachos to Hong Kong fried noodles. My personal favorite is fish and chips. I don't know why, but you know it's good. The music that they have there is not always jazz, like the name may suggest, but nevertheless, I find it pretty enjoyable all around. So it's a pretty good chill-out place if you want to go for dinner after school with friends or something. They have a good lineup of musicians from the past and, you know, coming up. There's this guy called Greg Lyons. He's an amazing saxophonist that comes to play in Blue Jazz on the first Monday of every month with his 10-piece band. So you can't be disappointed with a 10-piece band, of course. And he's got a quartet on Fridays as well, alternate Fridays. And when he's not playing, you have other local artists playing on other Fridays, drumming maestros and a couple of other singing sensations. So do drop by to Blue Jazz. They're not endorsing this, don't worry. It's my favorite hangout for some good music and some good food. So next up, we have this place called Loisel's Toy. They are located in Kallang River, but right next to Kallang River. And they have great coffee. When I think about coffee, I think about, you know, those Melbourne coffee shops, not your coffee shop that we all know, but an actual coffee place where, you know, they make bear faces in the froth and everything. So Loisel's Toy is, you know, great place, good vibe. It's a warehouse kind of hangout if you're interested in that kind of thing. I know this has no music, but I have to share this because it's a really good place to go. So next, there's this place called the Sultan Jazz Club. I'm not going to talk about places like Timber, even though some say it's called Timber, but Timber. I'm not going to talk about those places because I'm pretty sure most of us know about them. So there's this place called the Sultan Jazz Club that not many of us may be familiar with. It is pretty much the best and most authentic jazz place to go to. So they've had amazing artists come by in the past, and I don't think it's going to end. It's right around the corner from Blue Jazz at Aliwal Street, if I said that correctly. Just to let you know, this is a fancy joint. So they do charge an admission fee for certain gigs, but otherwise you have gigs on Sundays by local musicians, which, you know, trust me, it's more than you could ask for. And well, that's all I have for the favorite places that I go to. So you could come by and I might see you there. That's cool. So now we're going to move on to the spotlight or slash highlight on this band called 6. They're a 9-piece band from Singapore, consists of Kevin, Erica, Tim, Calvin, Daniel, Kelvin, Sarah, Joseph, and Sean. So what about them? They are, well, hailed by the media and fans as the best hip-hop band in Singapore, but the band themselves kind of say that they're not really hip-hop, but more of urban world, you know, kind of trying to integrate everything together. So they've got captivating vocals, edgy rap, backed by, you know, live instrumentation of horns, drums, guitars, bass, keyboard, synthesizers, and everything else you can imagine. They've got it. So if you frequent hotspots or local concerts and events, it's quite like you would have seen 6 somewhere. They've played at Ignite right here in RP last year. They played at Music Matters Live 2011-2012. They've also played at Mosaic Music Festival at the Esplanade, the Audi Fashion Festival, which is, you know, a pretty big fashion thing happening here, Singtel Zuka back in 2010, and these are just to name a few, you know. So we'll move on. You know, 6, they've got a pretty impressive thing called the 1 of 6 movement. If you have a band or something, you know, this would be a great thing to learn from. They have like a hashtag that they've associated themselves with, and a hand sign. So everywhere that they go, they take photos with artists and random people to do the hand sign, and it just all comes together like a community kind of thing.
I've never seen a band do this, and I find this quite cool. There's even a photo of Pixie Lott when she came to Singapore doing the hand sign. So, you know, I'm a big fan. 7 out of 9 members of 6 left the day jobs to focus on the music. There aren't that many bands that I know that can do that in Singapore. It's really one big commitment to take. So the remaining 2 members are still holding on to their day jobs. That's Daniel Chia and Calvin Kong, who are a teacher and lawyer respectively. But, you know, they don't have any immediate plans to quit because they both say that they can cope with the demands of the band and the job. And that, you know, that's great. So you may wonder how the other seven of them that don't have jobs now, how do they survive when they're not playing gigs? So it's pretty easy. They just play with other artists. Erica, Calvin, and Tim, that's the singer, the guitarist, and the bassist, they play as this band called The Next Movement at various bars across the city weekly. So they do pop by Blue Jazz. So you should, you know, if you pop by there one day, you could actually catch them. So the bassist, Tim, also plays with Inch Chua as the bassist in Metric System. So Inch Chua is a great singer-songwriter. She's one of those first to break out internationally. So you should check her music out as well. The guitarist Kevin has a solo career alongside with Six under the Lion City Boy. So he's been to New York City as a solo artist as well. And he's really good at what he does. Just a while ago, I met Erica at Music Matters 2012. And she told me this one thing, musician to musician, over here, the hustle has to be as important as the music. So she's saying in Singapore, pretty much being good at music might not help you as much as you may think elsewhere. Singapore is small, so expansion here is limited. Thus, Six utilizes every opportunity to reach out to the world. They take advantage of globalization and the internet. So that's a plan. So any aspiring bands, musicians, you know, that's a great thing to take into consideration. Just trying to expand within your local boundaries. Band 6 engaged in casual discussions with indie music labels and producers when they were in London and France for the Cannes Showcase, which has musicians, people from all over the world come by. So the rapper Kevin revealed that they also discussed potential deals for online distribution, music placements in films, and even cable channels during the trip. That's another thing that shows you how serious Six are about what they do. Before Six was what they are today, they were made up of 6 people before, as you know, that's why Six. They were formed in 2007 with original members Kevin, Erica, Kelvin Ang, Timothy, Tim, Xiao Hui, and Mark Chan, who is a facilitator in our school. In an interview with Lifestyle Asian 2009, and this is all from a magazine, and I'll quote it for you, Kevin explained how it all began. Erica was the first person I called to see if she was interested. Immediately, she said she had a guitarist in mind. It all then fell together very effortlessly because everyone was recruited through a sort of a 6 degrees of separation, hence the name Six. Oh, I'm sorry. It fits very well that there's 6 of us. Haha. What luck. We're like a family now. We feed off each other, really. We are a unit, a team. You're only as strong as your weakest link, which is why we work to bring out the best in each other. As a musician, if you were to ask me about my opinion on all this, I would just say, you know, it's completely inspiring. Why? Because I've never seen a band go this far to get the material up. People say, you know, it's not necessary, but honestly, especially in Singapore, I do think so. But this is my opinion, of course. Okay, so that's all I have for Music Buzz 101. Thank you for listening. I hope you learned something, and I hope I might see you at my favorite bar or cafe. Thank you very much. See ya. Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Red Dot Radio, and you're with me, Vinice, on the Hot Topic segment. Last week it was solo effort, but I was lonely in the studio, and so this week I decided to bring in a friend. She'll be a permanent feature on this segment, hopefully. Hello, Nabiha, welcome. Would you like to tell us something about yourself?
Hi, my name is Nabiha. Well, I'm a year two student, like Vinice, and I take exactly what Vinice is taking, new media. Yep. But we haven't actually been classmates,
no,
right?
No, not yet, not yet.
Yeah, but we know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our school's really small and stuff. Well, yeah. And, well, I'm really, really excited to be involved in this. So, yep, you guys will be hearing a lot of our voices.
Yes, on air soon. Okay, so the Hot Topic is where every week we'll be talking to you about everything related to students.
So today's Hot Topic segment will be a continuation from last week's podcast on gap year traveling. So let's start.
Okay, safety on holidays paramount, whether you're traveling with friends or family, especially friends. You know, having no adults there to supervise or look out for us in terms of safety and security can be quite unsafe. You know, recently there have been a string of unsolved, you know, cases of tourists, mysterious deaths occurring in Bangkok, you know. Different women dying, and it's just really tragic.
So yeah, you know, people not following signs.
Yeah, they got poisoned, you know, the water's bad,
it's all because, you know, people don't really read on the information they're given, yeah? Like,
exactly.
You know, you want to go to a country, you're supposed to read up on the guidebook.
You want to be safe, you want to have fun. You
know? Yeah, but people don't do that, so that's how...
We should do that more often, you know? Ought to do that.
And it's mostly because people actually don't take precautions. They think that they'll be safe because other people go and they come back safe, so they'll go and be like, oh, I'm going to be safe as well if I go, yeah?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, anything can happen.
So we urge each and every one of you to be extremely cautious when you're overseas. Take time to follow through a few easy steps for a worry-free trip. So let's get started. So get checkups and vaccinations. Vaccinations help prevent diseases and save lives. You know, ask the doctor what vaccinations and tests you should get based on your age, lifestyle, travel plans, medical history, and family health history. And next, to prevent injuries. You know, injuries can occur anytime and anywhere. You know, wear helmets if you're planning to bike or skateboard to prevent head injuries. If you're going on, you know, a mountain climb, you're going on a hiking trip, wear good boots.
Yeah, just because Singapore, we don't really need to put on helmets to take a bike and everything, it doesn't mean it's the same for another country. Countries, Western
in
countries,
the outback,
for example.
Yeah.
Like,
in
when
Australia,
I was in Melbourne, when I was in Melbourne, I had to put on, like, gears just to take a bike out. You know, you can't go on with, like, no helmet.
Safety measures, basically. Safety measures.
Yeah. Next, ensure your mobile phone is fully charged before setting out. This is important. Even though you don't have a signal in the country you're going to, well, if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, everybody has a smartphone now. Well, you know, you can
Google
Maps. You
know,
there's the apps there.
Yeah.
Where if you get lost at night, well, there's the, you know, the torchlight app.
Oh yeah.
So you can just use that.
And you can find a way around if it's, you know, pitch black or something. You know, don't worry about the cost, you know. I mean, if you're lost, you know, just don't care about the money at that time,
oh,
you know.
No,
just on your 3G and stuff.
When you're overseas, you can actually you know, get
data roaming.
Not prepaid. Roaming. If you're worried about the cost, if you're worried about roaming, then you can just get, you know, those cheap phones they sell at the airport.
Ah, right.
You know, it will cost you then. Like, it's not that really
a couple
that expensive.
Of dollars.
Yeah. And fourth, don't drink and drive or let others drink and drive, because it places everyone in danger. It's
exactly.
The same. It's the same over here and in another country. Just because you're in another country and you want to have fun, you need to be responsible with your fun.
Mm-hmm. True. So number five, plan your route. You know, GPS and Google Maps are great, but it never hurts to have a low-tech, you know, backup. Always carry printed maps and directions to your destination. A compass would come in handy if you get off the beaten path. You know, if you get lost, if, you know, your phone dies or... you know, battery flats out, at least you have a map that, you know, you have rooted down and you know where to go, which buses to take, you know, which town to go.
You don't want to, like, spend your time
trying to wasting
find a place. I mean, like, you want to go to a cafe and then, like, I don't know where it is.
And so then you find, like, you take 3 hours to find the cafe.
Yeah, but if you're going to a cafe, you're, like, really tired and just go, like, oh my God, I just want to go home.
I just want to sleep. I just had a long day.
So there's, like, four destinations.
minutes after that and you don't actually go there.
Yeah.
So it's like a waste of time.
Yeah, if you get lost as well, so it's important to know your route. And if you're driving, get in the right frame of mind for the road trip. No, driver fatigue can be deadly. Plan your trip around your normal sleeping pattern. Oh, you know my friend?
Yeah.
He went to India for a holiday. And you know, okay. he wrote those, I don't know, those small four-seated, no windows, tuk-tuks, I think.
Oh,
I don't know,
yeah.
what is that called? And it was pitch black, there was no lampposts, it was just a straight road, okay? And the driver, okay, he was sitting in the front seat with the driver next to him, and he realized that the driver was actually sleeping. Can you imagine that?
Oh my god!
Exactly, sleeping, and he was, oh my god, oh no! Yeah, and his parents was behind, and they were like sleeping as well, because it was really, it was
uh-huh.
at night, it was 2 a.m.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he was like, oh my god. So he shook the driver up, and he was like, he was totally sleeping and totally dazed, and yeah, she really, really sleep first before you plan to drive. So stop for a meal, snack, or bathroom break every 2 hours. These pit stops may slow down the pace, but are an opportunity to relax and stretch your muscles. You know, get fresh air. You know, you're sitting down all the time. It's just, you know, your ass wet. And, you know, I just need to walk around.
Yeah, next, don't advertise your travels. I know you're a foreigner. You'll be holding a map wherever you go. You're supposed
so
to hold
excited.
Your map wherever
so
you go.
Excited.
You're supposed to, like, you know, look touristy and but
tourist
you know
pictures.
as much as possible, look mm-hmm. like a local.
Yes.
Do not advertise your travels. If you're parking your car, do not have your map, your road maps, like on
lying
your seat,
around.
Okay, so people can see and go like, oh,
you know,
this
I can break
tourist.
In, break in through
yes,
the car and take
it will
stuff.
Make people like take advantage of you,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like because they know like you're a foreigner.
They'll prey on you, try to rob
mm-hmm.
you.
They try to rob you because they know you have money on you. You have a lot of money and everything, so it's really, really, really dangerous. And if your vehicle is laden with luggage, and especially if you have gear stowed on the roof, park where you can see it from a restaurant or store. Because you wouldn't want people, like, you know,
yeah.
grabbing all the things off
yeah.
your roof and
so
stuff.
So when you're eating in, a cafe, you want to sit in a place at the window so you can see
mm-hmm.
your car.
Yeah, and you know what's
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. So people try, like, or even if they find you, you can, like, hey, no, you know, I'm...
Mm-hmm. And you
can
actually have
car.
Help from, like, the people in
yeah.
the restaurant. Like,
exactly.
hey, look, something's happening.
Someone's trying to steal my car, report.
And, okay, at night, take everything that is in plain view with you into your motel room. You don't want to leave anything in the car.
Yes.
It's the
yes.
same as, you know, if you go holiday in Malaysia. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you go
oh,
on road
it's
trip,
so dangerous,
right?
yeah.
It's so dangerous
yeah.
there. So, like, if I leave even, like, a cell phone,
yeah.
like, my mom will go, like, take the cell phone because there's loads of stories about how
you know,
people break
recently,
into...
Recently, my uncle, he went to yeah. Malaysia. Actually, his friend went to Malaysia with his car and then he left his bag inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing he knew... You
it
know,
got
the,
smashed,
yeah,
yeah,
it got smashed and mm-hmm. then his things was out. So he had to pay a couple of $100s and there was no car insurance. So yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So accommodation. Book your accommodation prior to travel, especially if you're due to arrive at your destination late at night. You know, you just, you need, okay, if you're going to arrive at like Europe at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you need to know where you're going and you don't want to like end up with no
yeah,
accommodation.
Yeah, exactly. And... Who knows, like, accommodation could be, like, 2 hours away.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, it's just really... I can't stress on how important it is.
You told me something about your Japan trip.
Yeah,
right? Japan trip.
Apparently, because we went to a holiday mm-hmm. destination, okay? I was staying in Osaka, and I went to Kyoto. And at the point of time, I really thought there was, like, an accommodation there. So, we stayed all the way till at night.
No.
And then, because we really thought there was accommodation there. Because, I mean, you see it on TV
yeah.
all the time, you know. And you know,
so how did you find a place?
Exactly. So I had
so
to
how
like,
do you find a place?
I had to like get internet and go like and call up all my Japanese friends
oh.
who lives in Kyoto. Like
okay.
any friend who could live in Kyoto and like could help us out.
You had to find an internet
so,
cafe.
So yeah, yeah. And
tedious.
I did. It was after 3 hours and a friend
oh,
was like, hey,
crap.
You can crash over my place, you know.
Oh, that's
but
sweet.
You know how
that's
embarrassing
sweet.
That was? Because like, I only met that guy once.
Okay.
And he lives in like a room.
Yes. And you're alone. And
yeah, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I gotta stay here. Oh,
yeah, so
but
at least
it was fun. At
lucky.
Least I had a friend.
Yeah.
Okay,
can you imagine foreigners? You're in a foreign place, you have no one, you have
mm-hmm.
no friends. You're going to be sleeping on the street and you don't want people to rob you or, you know.
That's pretty
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the next one. Look like you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
When sightseeing, avoid standing on street corners wearing a confused expression or staring at a guidebook or map. Get a few bearings before you venture out of
yes.
the car.
don't look confused. That's the last thing you want to.
Yeah.
You don't want people
it's
to
easy
look
target.
At,
yeah, easy target.
Especially
again.
If you're a girl. Especially right. If like you're traveling with girls and you don't know where to go.
That's a bunch of girls. Oof.
No. Okay.
No. It's bad. You know all the movies on, you know, Hostel. You have the human trafficking. You have Taken. It's so dangerous. You know. You might be duped, you know. Even a stranger might be helping you, but yeah, like what you said just now, bad intentions.
Yep. Next, valuables. Keep your money and valuable documents, passport, airline, rail tickets close to your body, preferably in a money belt that is trapped under your clothing next to your body. Have 2 credit cards and keep one aside for emergency use only. Keep the emergency card hidden inside your clothing somewhere so that if your belongings are stolen, you still have your emergency card.
Yeah, like in your shoe or something.
Yeah, so. I really think that it's really important to have two copies of the documents. Like if you print out your tickets, you need to have 2.
Like a proof.
Yeah, like if you lose one, you have another one. Yeah, I think
even if it's like a digital copy, it's fine as well, you know. Yeah. At least if you lose one,
save it in your email.
Like email, your phone.
They will give like emails, like confirmation bookings.
Yes.
Just keep it there.
They'll back to you. So yeah, like carry a pouch, put it in front of you or stuff, and if you have difficulty finding it. And backpackers, you know, keep your valuables in front. Don't put it at the back. If not, they can cut it open. Cut your bag open. Yeah, it's true. It happens. It does, you know, put wine mesh or something. Yeah. So know where the Singapore embassy is in the countries you're visiting, you know? It's important because, you know, if you want to go to a foreign country and if something happens to you, if your friend, you know, gets lost or kidnapped or, you know,
or
something like that.
Your passport gets lost.
You know where to go and you can report it and, you know, your own nationality can help you, you know?
Yeah, it's really safer. Important to know because I had a friend once who lost her passport before she was going back to Singapore. Like, you know, when you're going home, especially, you tend to lose things.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of things like shopping stuff and things you want to, and you're excited to like go and everything. So you'll tend to be more careless when you're going back. So it's
not
really,
saying you are, but you might.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. So it's really important to know where the Singapore Embassy is. So if you lose your passport, like how my friend did, she just went to the Singapore Embassy and, well, they help her out.
Yeah. Like Taken 2, where they knew the American Embassy is and they had to go there. Okay, anyway. Yes. Hang on.
Okay,
Copies of documents.
Keep a copy of available documents, passport, tickets, and credit card emergency numbers in a separate place from the originals and leave a set of copies at home. Some websites offer secure document storage for little or no charge.
Right, like the one in the safe, you can put your passport in the hotel safe.
The hotel safe, like, I think most hotels have safes now, right?
Yeah, they do.
So, I think the first thing
it's
you...
safe.
It's a safe.
Yeah, it's a safe. That's why it's safe.
Okay.
Well, come on, your own thing.
The first thing you have to do when you get to a hotel is probably put it inside the safe,
Yeah, you can create your own safe. Mm-hmm. Own passport as well. So, get travel insurance. You know, don't base a decision about taking out travel insurance on the assumption that, oh, you know, it'll never happen to me. I'll never get robbed, you know. And all these things, you know, accidents do happen, and comprehensive travel insurance could save you and your family thousands of dollars, you know. You should make sure your comprehensive travel insurance covers all medical expenses for injuries or illness, as well as theft or valuables, damages to baggage and cancellations or interruptions to flight plans. You know, it will save you worry from a possible financial burden, you know, like $1,000. Can you imagine if you, if you get into an accident in Europe or, you know, somewhere else, not in your own. It's twice the...
This is the price of Singapore, yeah?
Yeah, twice... Yeah, double the...
currency.
Yeah, double the currency, right. And you have to pay, so your insurance can cover you all that and they can fly you home as well.
And
so,
please don't think just because an insurance costs like $40 or $80, you go like, oh my god, it's so expensive. Why do
but
I need it?
Can you imagine
these things
get...
won't happen to me? Because I'm telling you this, it might happen to you. It can happen to you. I have 2 scenarios right now. This previous year, there was a family that went holiday in Australia. They went on a road trip and they got into an accident and they lost 2 kids. I think 1 kid or 2 kids. But
so
they didn't get an insurance. They didn't have an insurance. Mm-hmm. So they had to pay for the body to be flown back to Singapore. I think they buried the body in Australia. Because, like, you know, it was too expensive.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Yeah, and my grand uncle, like my dad stressed on getting a travel insurance, and he was like, I travel a lot. I don't need an insurance
because
nothing will happen to me, blah blah blah. And guess what? He lost his luggage. But thank goodness he listened to my dad. He got a travel insurance, and well, they paid $500 for his lost luggage.
That's great.
On top of that, they found his luggage and they gave it back to him. So
and
on top
of
his luggage, he had $500. So
that's good.
You pay $40, $80 on insurance, and you can get money, you know, if you lose your luggage.
Yeah, exactly. So please get insurance if you're going. Yeah, those tours, they do have insurance
as
well.
It's a package.
Exactly. But if you're backpacking alone, please get insurance.
Keep in touch. While traveling, make sure you regularly contact your family and friends. It's important to let them know of any changes to your travel plans and that you're well. You may be having a great time on your holiday, but forgetting to contact family and friends can cause them needless stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the show?
Yeah, what show?
What movie was that? The one his hand got stuck.
Oh, Saw?
No.
Oh my God. No, 147
hours. 127. Okay, it was that movie. 127
hours.
Those hours. Yeah, that movie, that apparently the guy, he didn't really tell anyone where he was going. Like,
yeah, he went to Grand Canyon and he got stuck.
Well, if you don't tell anybody where you're going, people won't know.
I mean, it won't take a lot of time.
And things, like, I will stress on this again and again. Things can happen on your trip. Can happen. There is so many possibilities that things will happen. So please update your family about it.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't every, really, every night before
it's
sleep,
just
give a
five
call,
minutes.
Give a text.
Hey, mom, I'm in this hotel.
I'm in a hotel. I'm fine. I'm going safe. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. So, last point. In case you do get lost, try not to look lost, you know. Keep that destination guide kept in your pocket and resist the urge to open your map in the middle of the road, you know. Go to a cafe, you know, calm yourself down, have a cup of coffee and plan a route, regain your bearing there. If you need to secure the help of a local, make sure that you approach them for advice. But be wary and cautious of people who come to you and offer help, as though they may have good intentions, but, you know, they may have other things in mind. Like, turn them down politely and move on, you know, if you have this, gut feeling that, oh, God, you know, this person, she has a weird vibe about her.
Well, just find a place where there's a lot of people and just stay
there. Teenagers,
you know?
Teenagers might help.
Young people. I would say young people.
Young people would be good.
Those looks a bit scary.
Like school kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they follow you around, if they follow you around insisting that you accept their help, like you said, go to a crowded area, look for people your age and look for help. Yeah. So, okay, that's it for today. We really hope you enjoyed listening to the hot topic of the week. Tune in next week for more with us, Venice
and Nabiha.
Yeah, so if you guys have any more questions with regards to this week's hot topic segment,
or any suggestions for us to talk about next week, please feel free to hit us up on our Facebook and YouTube page.
Red Dot Radio Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this Red Dot Radio podcast. We'd like to thank Republic Polytechnic for making this podcast possible. And thank you also to our guest, Daniel, for coming in today. If any of you guys would like to get in contact with us, just visit our Facebook page or email us at reddotradio@gmail.com.
All right, so here are the names of the songs that we played in this podcast. The first one at the beginning is called Raindrops by The Obvious. The second one is called DeLorean Sun by The Amaya. Third one is called The Great Decay by The Great Spy Experiment, performed by Gemma Zarina. And the fourth one is called Synchronization by John Oh.